Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 11th of June. Markets, of course, dislike any increase in uncertainty. The feeling yesterday seems to have been that European politics in general, and French politics in particular, added uncertainty to the economic and market outlook. However, it is important to note that it is a change in uncertainty that gets investors excited. The US also offers considerable political uncertainty ahead of the 30,000 plus elections that are being held there in November. However, that uncertainty is more or less stable at the moment, and with polling evidence as unreliable as it is, investors are unlikely to be prepared to shift their expectations on every minute movement in the opinion polls. Policy uncertainty is also a thing that financial markets have to contend with. We heard from ECB President Lagarde yesterday. To be fair, we've not heard from Lagarde since Friday, so we were due an update. Lagarde said that interest rates are not necessarily on a linear declining path, meaning that they will not commit to the regular rhythm of a steady pace of rate reductions that markets crave. Why central banks are so reluctant to offer certainty when economics justifies a rate-cutting cycle is a bit of a mystery. Lagarde is, after all, deliberately adding uncertainty into financial markets, and markets dislike any increase in uncertainty. We think that the ECB will, in fact, cut in a more or less regular fashion this year. Following inflation lower implies more rate cuts are definitely coming. That makes this reluctance to say so rather peculiar. There is a pontification of ECB speakers crowding onto the agenda today, including the chief economist Lane, all of whom will no doubt be seeking to offer clarification on Lagarde's policy outlook. From the United Kingdom, we have labour market data. It's worth emphasising, once again, that when the survey used to calculate UK employment numbers had a response rate below 30%, the UK's Office for National Statistics stopped publishing the data. In the United States, the Bureau of Labour Statistics has exactly the same issue, but has continued to publish non-farm payrolls figures as if nothing had changed. The UK data today showed a relatively unexciting report on employment. The details were all around the consensus. Externally advertised job vacancies continue to decline, but that may simply say something about the fact that labour market churn has slowed, and it's not necessarily a comment on the level of labour demand. Earnings growth was broadly in line with expectations and fairly stable. Median pay growth patterns showed an increase in lower paid sectors of the economy, and that was to be expected in the wake of an increase in the national living wage. It does all rather seem as if the labour market is cooling somewhat, and of course for the Bank of England, the question is whether they want to run an increasingly restrictive real interest rate policy with employment starting to cool. The United States is offering only the National Federation of Independent Businesses survey of small business sentiment. The actions of small businesses do matter to the market and to the economic outlook quite a lot. Small businesses are more important to economic well-being than are large listed companies. Unfortunately, this data suffers from a double problem. First, as survey evidence, it can't really be trusted. And second, there has to be a certain amount of strong correlation between sentiment in the NFIB and sentiment amongst registered Republicans. That suggests a vulnerability to political polarization in the results. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.